Okay, we have him resuming, so we'll start. So we're talking. We're talking a lot about Rebbe Eliezer, right? So probably poor Rebbe Eliezer was put in the harem. So we're talking about.
You answered your question yesterday about him with
I didn't even start yet.
Yeah. Yesterday's question, he was with Agrippas. Was Agrippas before him?
I think Agrippas and a lot of names
even
of
the second Agrippas is before.
Yeah, a lot of names of the kings in the Gemara are all just like the same name. You know, they put them all the same. And Lezer is post Korban.
That's right.
Okay, so yeah, so I was talking about the Shamish of Agrippa. So it could have been afterwards, or it could have been. I mean, I'm not sure what the which king that was. It probably wasn't much of a king post Korban.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not sure. Ten Rabbanan. Ma'aseh Rebbe Eliezer Shavuos was Galil Elyon. So in case Rebbe Eliezer ended up resting, as of yesterday, he said it was actually on Shabbos, in the Upper Galilee. B'shaluhu, and they asked him, Shloshim halachos b'hilchos sukkah. They asked him 30 halachos regarding hilchos sukkah. Now, Shteimis Rei, of the 12 of them, Amar lehem shamati, I heard an answer from my Rebbe, and therefore I can answer you. With Shmonasar, but 18 of them, Amar lehem lo shamati. I never heard, I don't know, I can't answer the question for you. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda says no chiluf tavarim. It was the opposite. Shmona asar amar lehem shamati. I heard 18. I was able to answer 18. Shnei misrei amar lehem lo shamati. But 12 of them, he didn't answer because he never heard it from Rebbe. As we'll see, Rabbi Lezer never said anything other than in the name of his Rebbe. Whatever he heard, he was big on to the Masorah. Amrulo. So the questioners asked him, Kol varecha ain't an el mipi ha-shmua, but you only know things that were taught to you. You know, you have a Masorah on, you don't have any of your own independent thoughts, you don't have your own answers. So Amar Lehem, so he said to them, he's kaktuni, lomar davar shalom shamat mipi rabosel. Because of what you're questioning, I think that means that they're questioning him like, well, you're not such a big kamakafa, all you do is parrot what you're... Right, they're forcing me to say something that I didn't hear in the names of my Rebbe, because I think they're accusing me of not being much of a tamakafa, because all I do is repeat what I heard. So now you're forcing me to say something I didn't hear from my Rebbe. He says, Miyamai lo kidmani other than the base of Medrash. No one ever got to the base of Medrash before me. Below Yashanti base of Medrash, Loshenis Keva, Loshenis Harai. I never slept at all in the base of Medrash, not a Shanas Keva, not a Shanas, no naps, nothing. Below he knocked the Adam of base of Medrash with Yatsasi. There was no one left in the base of Medrash when I left. I was there first, I was there left. Below Sakti Sikhaskulin. I never spoke anything, any Sikhaskulin, I only spoke to Vrei Torah. Below Marti Davar, Shalosh Shamati, Bipi Rabbi Meolam. And I never said anything over unless I heard it from my Rebbe. So, but don't say that. I'm not much. I was the first. I was the last. I learned nonstop. But that's just my shita. I don't say anything in the name. There's a whole Sichas Musar by Chaim Shmulevitz. He asked, "What does it mean? He's a big Talmud Chacham. He never came up with any of his own solution. He didn't have anything." So we have to figure out what that means. That he lo shamati. I never said anything that shelo shamati pi Rebbe Meolam. So Amrul.
Because he's contradicting the Torah.
Well, you could still come up with a chidushim if no one else has said it. As long as you don't contradict what was said before, you're not contradicting the Masorah.
He never said that he didn't go to
Masorah. When
his Rebbe said something, he said
Hashem was Rebbe. No, he says, Lo amarti davar shel shamati Rebbe Ola. I never said anything unless I heard it from my Rebbe first, is what Rebbe Lezer Shita is. So Amar Olav al Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai. So now they're going to talk about Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, who happens to be Rebbe Lezer's Rebbe. Right, so Amar Lav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Miyamav lo saksi chaschulin. He never had a idle chatter. Below halach arba amos below Torah. He never walked 4 amos without speaking Torah. Or below tefillin, without wearing tefillin. Right, below, I guess that's not necessarily true. I guess it's probably either or, because I'm sure on Shabbos and Yontif he wasn't wearing his tefillin. Below kidamo adam beis hamedrash. No one ever got to the beis hamedrash before him. Below yosham beis hamedrash l'shenis kevel l'shenis arai. He never slept at all in the beis hamedrash. Below hihir b'mivoos hamitu napos. He never had a hear-heard divrei Torah in a disgusting place. He didn't think about Torah in that place, because he's not allowed to think about Torah, like in the bathroom. I'm not sure about what you got to think about God or not, Menachem. That's a sheer yearning somewhere else. Below hiniyach adam beis hamedrash v'yatza. He never left anybody in the beis hamedrash, left and walked out, meaning he was always there last. Which is interesting. If Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is Rabbi Lezer's Rebbe, who was last? They were probably learning together. So they both of them never left anybody in the base of Medrash. So both of them were first, and they walked in together. Okay? No one ever saw him sitting idly. Rather, he was always learning. No one opened the door for his Talmidim. Rather, he did. He was the one who was in the base of Medrash first, and he opened the door. So he opened the door for Rabbi Lezer. So who was first? Who was first in the Beis Medrash there? Okay, below Amar Davar Shel Shom Pi Rav Miolam, and he never said anything they didn't hear from the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. That I find very difficult, because Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was Masakin Menachem Panos. So he was mitaki takanos. He did a lot of the zechel mitzvah takanos. I didn't hear that from his rabbi. So I don't know. Below Amar he gave ace la'amod mi beis medrash. He never told people it's time to leave the beis medrash. Chus me arve psachim, except for erev Pesach. I guess because they had it before the korban, they had to do the korban Pesach, and also for the tinokos. Rashi says that they won't that they would sleep during the day and then they'd be up all night. Arve yom kippurim. And also in Erev Yom Kippur, he told people to leave because you have a chiyuv to have a meal. So he told them to leave the base measures. The Kain Hayy Rabbi Lezer Talmido Noeg Achtarov. And so too, Rabbi Lezer, his Talmud, was Noeg after him. So Rabbi Lezer says, I'm going to tell you something they never heard from, and they never heard from my Rebbe's. But that's exactly what his Rebbe did. He did see it from his Rebbe. So what does it mean he never heard it from his Rebbe? He did see it from his Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai did the same thing. They're not unclear to me also. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Learning a brisa, Shmonim Talmidim Hayu Lo Lihilul Hazaken. Hilul Hazaken had 80 Talmidim. Shloshim Mehem, 30 of them were Uyun Shetishre Alein Shchina Kamosh Arvenu. 30 of them were so righteous and such tzaddikim that they were worthy of having the Shchina, the same Shchina that Moshe was revealed to Moshe, that it was worthy for having for them to have. Which is interesting because we say Lo Kam Yisrael Kamosha Oed. So how can anybody have had the so? And 30 of them were on a little bit of a lower level. They were worthy to have the sun stand still, like happened to Yeshua ben Nun. The Esraim, 20 of them are Benunim. They were, you know, just regular. They were regular guys. I think it means actually in between them, not regular. They were Benunim. They were between the two 30s. It was 30, 20, 30. Right? Gadol Shavukulan, and the greatest of all the Talmidim. I'm not sure if it's Gadol of all of them or it's Gadol of the Benunim. But Katan Shemekulan is Yonasan ben Uziel, and Katan Shemekulan, one who's on the lowest madrega, was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who basically saved Judaism after the construction of the Beit Hamikdash, right? We all owe him a debt of gratitude because without Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, I don't think Judaism would survive after the Korban Beit Hamikdash. But he's the lowest of the Talmidim. Okay. So Amru Alava Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and they said about Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Shiloh Hiniach, he learned everything. Shiloh Hiniach. Mikra u'mishna. We can go through Harashi what all these things are. Lo niach mikra u'mishna. Mikra is clear, is Torah Shabbat Baksav. Mishnah, Rashi says, you go Mishnah u'braisha shishas darim. Okay. And then Gemara, Rashi says, zohi svara. Let's try to figure out the underlying logic. It can't be Gemara we have now, the Tana. He's got the underlying logic of the Tanaim that came before him. Like our Gemara is the Amoraim trying to figure out the Tanaim. So he's also trying to figure out the logic of the Tanaim before him. Rashi says, Zohi Svara, Shahayu HaTanaim HaAchronim, Medaktakim, Medibre HaRishonim, HaSasum Lefarshan, Litem Behem Tam. Right? They were trying to figure out the reasoning of the earlier Tanaim. Kimo Shahasu HaAmoraim, like the Amoraim did, Achar Tanaim, Shapirsu Dibre HaTanaim Shlefneim, Bekova Behem Gemara. But also Diyuk Shabimea Tanaim Nikra HaShas. That's what's called Shas. Rashi says, okay, that's Gemara, and then he also knew the halachos. What are the halachos? Rashi says halachos Moshe Mitzrayim. Those are all the halachos Moshe Mitzrayim. We're familiar with a few of them. Rashi points out Golasik, right? Golavod, Medopani Kuma, Shiurin, Meset, etc. And the Agados. He learned all the Midrashay Agados, and he learned the Dikduke Torah. What's the Dikduke Torah? Rashi says Shosibu Ladatik Achar Maise Habrios. They went and understood nature, the nature of human beings, in order to figure out where they could make takanos, in order to make din derabanan, in order to help out people, so they would, in order to remove people, to distance them from what they would thought would be, easy prey for people to be in Israel. That's the Dukte Torah. But I think I messed up. That's the Dukte Sofrim. I skipped. That's Dukte Sofrim. Dukte Torah, Dukte Korah, I skipped. That's before. It's Ribuy Osio Shabbat and Lidros Mehem Ribuy Mu'utim. It's extra words. So we're going to see, letters. Like we'll see right now, the Ezra, Ha Ezra. We're going to see that in a few moments. So those are the Dukte Torah, Dukte Sofrim, like we mentioned, the Zeros, Kalim V'Chamurim, all the Kabbal Chomers, right? Well, Kalim V'Chamurim, Ugzeir Shavas, and the Ugzeir Shavas, Tkufos, Tkufos are the Cheshbon of the sun and the moon. Ugamachios, Sichas Malchay Shares, Sichas Shadim, Sichas Tekalim, Mishlos Kosim, Mishlos Shualim, all these things that they look at what Rashi says. Rashi says, Sichas Malchay Shares, Sichas Shadim, Sichas Tekalim, Lo Yadanamahi. Rashi doesn't know what that is. That he doesn't know what it is. But Mishlos Kosim, Mishlos Shualim, Sheyostu Kadmonim, let's say, Amatla Lisochat Cham, V'tolim osam v'kofsim v'sholim. But all these parables, I think that they are, that he learned all the parables, right? Davar katam and davar gadol, a great thing and a small thing. What's davar gadol? Davar gadol is ma'aseh merkava. Davar katan are the havayos, the bayi v'rava. I guess the same sfeikos that the bayi and rava are going to have 4 or 5 generations later, they also discussed them in his generation. But he was the lowest. He knew all this stuff, and he was the lowest. L'kayim, now Reuchim Mezakovit says, L'kayim Ashenemar, which says in Mishlei, L'hanchil ohavei yesh ve'otsoseim amalei. Right, in the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give to his beloved 318 worlds from the minion of yesh, I guess, 310 worlds, with worlds, which is yesh. And this is in that schar, their otsaros are going to be filled. Everything's going to be filled. Their storehouses are going to be filled of Divrei Torah. Okay. So the Gemara asks, okay, v'kimi achar shekatan mekul and kach. If this is the person of the lowest madriga, so hagadol shemekul and achas kavakama, what the greatest one's going to be? And they say, yeah, amru alav al Yonasan ben Uziel. They say about Yonasan ben Uziel, b'shah sheyoshi the osei pektora, when he was sitting and was dealing with Divrei Torah. Any bird that flew over him would get burnt up. That's what they burn up. Rashi says, "Shahayu malachei hasharis miskapsin sivivav l'shmo divrei Torah." All the malachim were around his head, listening to his Torah. So I guess they burnt up all the birds. I don't know what that means. Okay, that's I don't know what a lot of this means. Okay, next Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is going to deal with three different topics. It's going to be dealing about something that we mentioned earlier, which is somebody who's Yoshev Rosho Verubo B'Sukkah. He is in the Sukkah, and his table is in the house. Talk about the Ptur of Nashim and Avadim when it comes to the Mitzvah Sukkah. It's also going to talk about the Din of Ketanim, the Gabe Mitzvah Sukkah. So, Mi Shahaya Rosho Verubo B'Sukkah V'Shulchano B'Sukkah Bayis. So him and his body are in the Sukkah, but the table is in the house. That's the machlokas between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. That's a machlokas. Beis Shammai poslim. Beis Shammai said that you're not mekayim in the midst of sukkah, and Beis Hillel machshir, and Beis Hillel are machshir. If you remember the Gemara that we learned back in the first parak, there's actually a double machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. There's this machlokas if you have a big sukkah, but the table is in the house, are going to be drawn after that sukkah. There's another machlokas about the minimum size of the sukkah, which Beis Shammai was rosho rubo shulchano, and Beis Hillel was just rosho verubo, whether it was 7x7, whether it was 6x6, and there's a machlokas we've shown him whether or not those two machlokos are tied together. Because one, we say Beferi should pass on like Beis Shammai, so you pass on like Beis Shammai, and the other one, as a machlokos from the Rif and Balmor, that was, or as I say in other places, Ayin Sham. Okay, so Amar Lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, they're conversing in the Mishnah, Lo Kach, right, Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, Lo Kach Hayam Maisa, wasn't there the following occurrence? Shehochlu Ziknei Beis Shammai Bezikne Beis Hillel Levakeres Rabbi Yochanan Ben Hachoronis, the previous Yeshiva class in Yeshiva, they went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachoronis. He brings down here the notes that in the Mishnayos, the Girsa is ben Hachoroni, and that he's mentioned in Yevamos, and there it says that he was a Talmud of Shammai, but he used to always do like Beis Hillel. Okay, so they went to his house. Umitza'u shahayo yoshev rosho v'rubo b'sukkah, Bishulchano b'sukkah bayis. He was acting like Beis Hillel. His table, and his body were in the sukkah, but his table was in the house. Below Amar Lo Davar, and no one said anything to him. You guys weren't machal. You didn't make a big stink about it. So the fact that you didn't make a stink about it shows that we're right. You were masking to us. So Amar Lahem Beis Shammai said to him, Yisham Raya? Really, that's a Raya? You got the story wrong. Avheim Amar Lo. They did say something to him. Im Kain Hayisin. They said to him. They said to him, "Im kein ha'yisa noheg. If this is how you always do your mitzvah of sukkah, lo kayamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You were never mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah." So, two things. What's the machlokas? Did it happen? Did it not happen? The machlokas and the mesorah is what happened to the story a few years before. I'm not sure. Maybe Beis Hillel thought that they didn't see Beis Shammai say anything, but Beis Shammai said something quietly, not that loud. I guess maybe that could be the shita. Okay, but Beis Shammai also says, "Lo kayamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha." No, yeah, I know, but they're referring to a Beis Shammai Beis Hillel story, that there was a machlokas amongst Beis Shammai Beis Hillel as to what happened. No, it could have been. It was the Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai that the Talmidim, you know, one generation above us, they had the following story. How did they not know? And it also says, look, he had to mitzvah kumimachlokas, a bit machlokas we've shown him, whether that means, right? The Tosfos on Daf Gimel says that the pshat, you were never mekayim the mitzvah sukkah with midoraisa at all, which is difficult for other rishonim, because what does that mean? This is a din derabanan to kasha sukkah. So they say. So some say, like, you see, that the chachamim had the ability to determine what is the key of the mitzvah derabanan. Or they say, like the Ritva says, that it means that lo kiyam to mitzvah sukkah kiro'i kirotzu chachamim. You didn't do it the way the chachamim wanted you to mekayim. Okay, machlokus says what it means that lo kiyam to mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Okay, that's case number one. Case number two. Nashim va'avadim, so women and Canaanite slaves, uketanim, and those under the age of adulthood, piturim in a sukkah. They are patur, they are not obligated to sit in the sukkah, but katan she'enu tzarech li'imo, but a katan who no longer needs his mother, Gemara will determine what that is, chayiv b'sukkah. He is chayiv b'sukkah, that's probably a chiyuv midrabanan, altim chinuch, he is chayiv in the sukkah. So the Gemara now brings a story. So Maise v'yalda kalaso shal Shammai hazakim. So Shammai's daughter-in-law has a baby. So Maise v'yalda kalaso Shammai hazakim upiches es hamaziva v'sichich agabimita b'shvil katan. So he ripped off the roof of the house and he was mesachik on the roof. He made tzach on that area. Must have been lovely, right? He made tzach on that area on top agabe hamita, on top of the bed b'shvil katan, so that the katan would be able to mekayim its sukkah. This is a marzman esta maisestira. Yusa katanim who don't need their mother are mechayiv sukkah. I mean, if they don't need the mother, you potter. And there's a newborn. So what's he doing? What's Shammai doing here? Okay. So the Gemara then asks. The Mishnah explained to us that only males of adult age are mechuyiv in the midst of sukkah, but women, even of adult age, are paturos from sukkah. So nohani mili. Where did we learn this from? The Tanura. I don't know. The Gemara asks, what do you mean we learned from it? It's much as Shishas Magrama. But now they bring sukkim. We know Hanimili, the Tanur Rabbanan, it says in the Torah about mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, it says, Kol ha-ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkos. So they're going to harp on the hay of ha-ezrach, which is what Rashi had mentioned down before about diktut tekhtofrim. So what's, it's diktut tekhtorah, I made the mistake again, that's diktut tekhtorah. So what's the hay? So the Tanur Rabbanan, ezrach, right, ezrach without the letter hay, I would have said ze ezrach, that's everybody, that includes men and women. Ha-Ezrach is a miut. With the extra hey, it's talking about certain people of the Ezrach. It's being the Ezrach. Who's the Ezrach? This is not clearly correct nowadays, but who is the most important of the Ezrach? Or who is the one who's more mechuyim in mitzvos of the nation? That is the males. Ha-Ezrach. Lahotzi es ha-nashin. It comes to exclude a woman. And then the pasuk says kol. It says kol ha-Ezrach. Kol is l'rabos es ha-katanim. That comes to include the katanim. So ha, the hey, excludes the women, and the kol includes the katanim. So Amr Mar, wait a second. You're telling me now that Ezrach without the hay is exclusive, right? And with the hay would be more inclusive. But we have the complete opposite limud when it comes to Yom Kippur. When it comes to Yom Kippur, right? The pasuk says in Yom Kippur, "V'ha'isa lachem lachukas olam b'chodesh shvi'it v'esol lachodesh tenu es nashu sehem kol lacha lo sasu ha'ezrach v'ager hagar b'sochachem." And women are included in that one. Definitely included in that one. Amar Mar Ha Ezrach Lahotzi Es Hanashim. Right, we just said before that Ha Ezrach comes to exclude the Nashim. L'Neimra, that comes to mean that Ezrach, if you have the word Ezrach without the hay, that's Bein Nashim Bein Gavri. That would be men and women. Mashma V'Hatanya. We have the following brice when it comes to Yom Kippur. The plus, right, it says Ha Ezrach with the Os Hay, and the brice says over there L'Rabos Es Hanashim Has Rochios Shechayavos. That comes to Ik Beinoy. That comes to include the women of the nation that are Muchayavos in Inoy on Yom Kippur. Alma Ezrach, so Mashma Ezrach without the hay is Gabri Mashma. It's because the hay is inclusive. So hay by Yom Kippur includes women, and the hay by Sukkos excludes women. So what's going on? So Amarabba says you're right. You can't make a limud from the Psukim. Amarabba, really, Hilchos Aninhu, there is it's a halacha Moshe Misinai, but Asmichino Rabbanan Akarai. One of them, it seems to indicate that one of these limudim is really a halacha Moshe Misinai, and we're just using the Pasuk as a smach. But really, one of them is correct. One of them is one of the limud only goes one way. You have to figure out which way it actually goes. Right? Rashi says, third wide line, Amar Rabbi Hilchos Aninu Vasmicham Rabbanan Akaroi. His Hanoch Train Muli. These two limudim Leka Limud Yisuni L'Tarvai Mikaroi. You can't learn both of them from the Psukim. Dim Zohei L'Rabos Av Zohei L'Rabos. The Hey either includes or excludes. They can't do one in one place and one in another place. Dim Zolamite Av Zolamite Ella Api Halacha. One of them must be halacha shenemar l'moshai misinai be'echad mehem l'chiluf Right, lechiluf nemru sheitvar malalos lechiluf zel p'tor. The chadim nai lav mi mash usa el rabbanos micha cry. One of them is not legitimate drasha. It's just a smachta. And chadim mi mash uta the chad da smachta ba alma. One is a real limud and one is just a smachta because they're contradictory. They're contradictory limudim if you learn them out. So the Gemara says, so hey cry the hey hilchasa. Which one is going to be the real limud from the psukim and which one is just halacha moshe misinai? Visu. And now you can ask an overarching question, which you mentioned before. Krol Amli, why need the pasuk, right, about to pater women from sitting in the sukkah? Hilchas Alamli. Krol Amli, Hilchas Alamli. I don't need a pasuk. I don't need a lachal moshe misinai. It fits into our regular rules, right? Hasukkah, mitzvah seisha, zman grama. Sukkah is a mitzvah seisha, zman grama. And kol mitzvah seisha, zman grama. Nashim peturos, right? Nashim peturos. Yes, they can be high, most of them, and according to Shitas of Rabbeinu Tam. And the men of Ashkenazim, they can make a bracha. Make a bracha on lulav, they can make a bracha on sukkah. According to the Rambam, Shita Sfaradim, they do not make a bracha. But they can still be Mekai in the mitzvah. But they're peturos. Nevertheless, they're peturos. They don't have to be Mekai in the mitzvah. And the Gemara says, also, be Yom Kippurim, when it comes to the limud of Yom Kippur, we don't need a pasuk or halach moshe sinai to tell me that women are mechuyavos in inui. Of course they're mechuyavos in inui. Because it's the same limud that we have, the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka, the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the Chayin Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Kra, the pasuk says by someone who steals and by somebody who swears falsely, it says Isho Isho Ki Yosu Mikol Chatos Adam Lim Omol Val Vashma HaNefesh Ahi. So they said Isho Isha, which comes to teach us Hishva Kosev Ishli Ish to call Onshin Shabbat Torah. When it comes to all the losases, men and women are equivalent. The same chiyuvim in the lavin, and there's a lav on Yom Kippur for all these things. You're not allowed to. Right, I had a Gemara talked about that. Is it a lav? Is it a say? So how do you get punished? We have to figure out where the lav came from. But bottom line is, we said that it was a lav, and therefore they're mechuyavos. So what do we need halacha l'moshe misinai or a pasuk for either of these things? It fits under the rules. Sukkah yapat the peturos because the mitzvah seishas man grama, and ino the mechuyavos because mechuyavos in all. And if it's not a mitzvah seishas man grama, they're mechuyav. Bottom line, that's how it works. So Amar Abaye says, La Olam Sukkah Hilchasa. Really, the Sukkah is the halacha. That's the halacha Moshe Misinai. You're not learning out from the Os Hey. Ha Ezrach, the Hey really would be inclusive, to include women. So why? So Sukkah, we just learned that as a drash, but we really need the halacha Moshe Misinai. And why do I need the halacha Moshe Misinai? It's Itzrach. Salkadai de Chamina, I would have had a Havmin to say, Teshuk Inka Taduru. When you says teshuk and kaduru, it means you basically your sukkah becomes your temporary home. Temporary, not necessarily a temporary structure, but temporary in duration. You move your home; it's a replacement home. And if it's a replacement home, then in your house you live with your wife. So with your sukkah, your wife should be coming there also. Teshuk and kaduru. Sukkadai chamina teshuk and kaduru. Ma diri ishvi ishto af sukkah ishvi ishto. So kamash milan comes to Loch Moshe Sinai to tell us that the women do not go into the sukkah. They do not have to go into the sukkah. That's one. Rava Amar.
Could I add
a pin to this? Rava Amar, it's terich. A different reason why you need the Lach Moshe Misinai. Because Sakrait Chamino, Yal Chamish Asa, Chamish Asa, Mechagamatos. Maybe you'll extend the Xer Shava, Teslav, from Pesach. And you'll say, Malahalon, just like it comes by Achilas Matzah, which is also a mitzvah of Zman Grama, and we see that women are chayavos on Pesach for Achilas Matzah, Noshim chayavos. So Avkan, you'll see by mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, Noshim chayavos, because you extend that Gzeir Shava. Kamash Malan, we have the Halacha Moshe Misinai to teach us that we don't extend that Gzeir Shava this far, and Noshim aperturas from Sukkah because of mitzvah to say Shehaz Zman Grama. Over there, the Muchayavos, because you have Aseis also, you have Lavs also. So now that you come in, so you have the Achilas Matzah. We don't have the Lav here. I guess I guess they don't have the limud that you're not allowed to sit in the house. They're allowed, so they can eat in the sukkah. Okay. But hashda di amart sukkah hilchasa. But now that I say that sukkah is halacha moshe misinai, so what do they need that drasha for Ezrach ha-Ezrach? What was that coming for? It's the wrong drasha because it goes against the other drasha. But what do I need a drasha for? So he says, L'rabos es ha-gerim, it comes to include the gerim, that they're mechuyavim sukkah. The question is, why would you have thought otherwise? Sakatai dechamina, the pasuk says, ha-ezrach amar rachmanon, v'lo es ha-gerim, sorry? Ha-ezrach b'Yisrael amar rachmana, right? You would have thought it says ha-ezrach b'Yisrael. So Torah says, that means ha-ezrach, means maybe somebody from Zera Yisrael, v'lo es ha-gerim, and it wouldn't be the gerim, kamash malan. Therefore, the Torah comes to teach us also that the Geirim are Chayavim in Sukkah. I don't know what the Havamim would have been to explain Geirim. Geirim are I always understood the game as being full of Jews. Right. So why would you ever have me to say that to Potter or anything? You ever have me like Gareth Potter from Shabbos?
Only because it's a funny word, Ezra. Why did you say the word Ezra?
Yeah, so what would you exclude game room for?
Why did you think game
room? So the Havamin is that game or Jews, except for certain things, that without a limud, they wouldn't be chayavim in mitzvahs?
Right,
I mean, you're a Jew or you're not a Jew. Right. I mean, at least that's why I understood
you
it.
You do have it in one case.
You have it in a few cases. You have a few cases. Yeah, can they say by mikra bikurim? Can they say it? But that was not that they're not they're chayav in bikurim. No one argued about this question whether they can say a pasuk.
Right.
Okay, but that doesn't say they're not chayav in the mitzvah. No. You still have to do the mitzvah. Okay, so the Gemara says again, why do I need the pasuk by Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, we can learn out that the Mechayavas in Inui from the Drasha of Midrav Huna Amarav, because we learned that over there, that it says Isho Isha, that women are Mechayavas or Nizhar on all those Sases in the Torah. What do I need the Pasuk to tell me that women have to keep Inui? So, Lo Nitzucha El Tosefes Inui. No, it comes for the Tosefes. We have the Halach, we know of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, and Tosefes Inui is being Ma'ani himself even during that extra period of time. So, Sakhrai Dechamina. That extra time, right, that extra time, the Torah excludes from a punishment or from a warning. There's no punishment over there. So you would have thought that the woman, it says Isho Isho, the limit over there is that they have the equivalent whenever there's onshin, whenever there's punishment. But here there's no punishment if you violate at that time. So, right, holy meat, Rachman and Tosefes Inu may onus mizara and mizara lo nischayvu nashim in the Tosefes Inui kamash malan. Therefore, the pasuk comes to teach us that it comes to include even women. Rashi says, you see, the Tosefes Inui shehitzrich hakasev lahaskel ushanos mib ojom. You have to start fasting mib ojom. Holy meata kra milav v'karis. There is no lav and there's no karis over here. Diksiv. The etzim hayom hazeh. We learned that also in Maseches Yoma. During the day, al itzomo shal yom onus karis. The karis punishment is only on the violation of the day. The ein onus karis al tosefes inui. There's no karis when it comes to violating the tosefes. Umei azhara nami imut, and also from a warning, which would just be the lav. There's no might perik b'mas v'yoma. Nashim. So therefore, nashim nami ate de lo yuchayvu by a few mitzvah saseh ba'alma. Maybe they won't be chayv at all. In this case, kamash malan comes ha'ezrach to include. To come to include the woman. Okay. It's a shame that this daf comes to some daf yomi. There's a lot to learn about the chiyuv of women in sukkah, of mitzvahs, the chiyuv of tanim in sukkah, and mitzvahs. Okay, so Amar Rav, the pasuk said, right, we said kol ha'ezrach, and we said kol comes to include ketanim, the rav is a ketanim. No one jumped on me because it should have said, v'atman, our Mishnah is completely against that drasha. Our Mishnah says ketanim ha'peturim. From sukkah, and we just learned from a pasuk that ketanim mukhiyavim in sukkah. Vatnan nashim vavadim uktanim peturim in sukkah. So Gemara says lokasha. There's lokasha. Gam bekatan shegil chinuch. When we say that you're chayov, that's by a katan who's already reached the age of chinuch. You have to be mechanech him. Kan bekatan shlogil chinuch. And when it says in the Mishnah that the peturim from sukkah, that's from a katan who hasn't reached the age of chinuch. So the Gemara says katan shegil chinuch. That's only din the rabbana. I mean, at least on him, he may have hold to do whether what is the chinuch mitzvah on the parent, or is it on the kid? What's the mitzvah chinuch? But whatever it is, it's a din derabanan. The katan himself is not chayiv in the mitzvah of sukkah midoraisa. It's only a din derabanan. So how are you learning it out from a pasuk, right? The Gemara says midoraban inach lamitz midoraban ukra smachta ba'almi, and the kra is only in a smachta. Well, it's not the coal in Hazra.
Shouldn't it be the other way around?
What?
Shouldn't it be that the smata is the rabbanon, not the raisa?
The smata is the rabbanon.
No,
the kra isn't a smata. The pasuk that we're learning it from is not a real limud, it's just an smata.
I know, but I always thought it should be the other way around.
I don't understand what you mean, the other way around.
The Torah tells us something. We go with the Torah and the rabbanon.
That's exactly what happened. The Torah says a word. The Torah says the word kol.
We're learning it from the Rabbanan first.
What?
We're learning it from the Rabbanan. The Torah is just the proof to the Rabbanan.
The Rabbanan are hanging their hats on that pasuk. It's not a real limud, but they're hanging their hat on that pasuk.
What? I just thought it was a funny way of
doing it. So, the Rabbanan across Matab Almahi, right? It's only a din the Rabbanan. Right, Rashi says, Ukra the Rabbi Lezer, Islay the Rabbos Ger. Right, and Rabbi Lezer went the other way, is that the pasuk comes and teaches a Ger Shon Skyrim Tayim. The katal shagadol the osim sukkah b'chol shemoed Masha aim shar Yisrael osin. Ol rabbanu kedi shleisha kol Yisrael ruin l'sheva sukkah achas lahachshir sukkah shula. What's that? Oh, that's what come with the real pasuk is coming to teach us. Kol Ezrach Yisrael, we learned yesterday, was machlokas of what the pasuk, what the real drasha was. Here, just an asmachta bi'alma about the ketanim. So the Gemara question is, the Gemara says, at what point in time does that katan reach the age where he has this chiyuv chinuch, I guess. It says, katan shein tzarech li'imo, he's chayav on sukkah. So, heichidami, katan shein tzarech li'imo. What is the gedder, what is the definition of a katan who no longer needs his mother? So, Amr debei Rav Yanai, they said in the base medrash of Rav Yanai, it's kol shenifna vein imo mikan kachto. He can clean himself in the bathroom. He doesn't need his mother to come and help him or help him in clean himself when he goes to the bathroom. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer, kol sheneyor mishnaso ve'en akora ima. When he wakes up in the middle of the night, he doesn't call for his mother. He can wake up, get his own glass of water, and go back to sleep. He doesn't need his mother. Right? They never called the father. Okay. And then, the Gemara asks Rav Shimon ben Lakish, he goes, wait a second. Ima gedolin amikaro. Sometimes kids, but even when they're older, they call for their mother. I mean, you have older kids who get scared in the middle of the night, they'll call their mother. He goes, no. Ella, what it means is kol shenayor ve'ena kori ima ima. It means it's, the way I learned it is it's someone who wakes up and doesn't scream after. He may call for the mother, but if the mother doesn't come, he's okay. He wants her to come, but if it doesn't, it's okay. A katan that hasn't even reached the age of chinuch will just keep screaming until the mother comes. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah is Maise v'yolda kalasa. Right, we had the case of the daughter-in-law of Shammai who gave birth, and Shammai made a sukkah for the baby. So Gemara says, Maise lister. What's going on in the Mishnah? First you tell me there's a katan who needs a mother, does not chayv in sukkah. Then you have a contradictory case when Shammai actually made the sukkah for the kid, for the baby. The Gemara says, whenever we have a Maise lister, the Gemara answers, chesir machzor v'hachatani, there's a lacuna, there's something missing in the text. And this is what it means. It says, we're supposed to say that Katan shelo higia lechinuch is not chayiv in the sukkah. But Shammai machmir, Shammai himself was machmir for a higher level. And Rabbi Meiser also that he was machmir. Meiser nami be other kolosh of Shammai has okay. Upichas as amaziva v'sikeh chalamita b'shvila katan. That just proves it shows a proof case of Shammai's chumrah that he would want his katan, right. He would want his katan to also sit in the sukkah. I saw other would say that it doesn't necessarily that it was his that baby. Maybe it was another child that the daughter had. I'm not exactly sure, and since that other child was going to be with the mother, so he made a sukkah for that other child to be there. I'm not sure what the case is. Or it could so also that maybe was that because they're all going to be in Kaduru, and the father's going to be with the mother and the kidnapped and it's newborn, so therefore he made the sukkah there. I don't know, a whole to do to figure out what the reasoning of Shammai was. Okay. Next Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to talk about two halachos. Halacha number one is we're supposed to, on sukkahs, the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah is to make your sukkah your house, to make your sukkah kva, and then your house, I guess, becomes a rai. You're supposed to, the permanent, again, not the structure, but the permanence of what you're supposed to do is supposed to be in the sukkah, and the house is not. And din number two is what is the halacha if it starts to rain? If it starts to rain when you're in the sukkah, and also, agavat, they'll mention that it's a siman ra. If it rains, okay, and then the Gemara's will also talk about tomorrow's up and other things that are considered simanei ra. The Mishnah says, "Kol shivas hayamim, all 7 days of sukkahs, adam osei sukkaso keva. The person makes the living in the sukkah; that's his permanent residence. That's where he lives. Ubeso arai, and the bias is arai. He uses the bias to I don't know what that means. Arai, he doesn't live there. Arai, he doesn't live there at all. But I guess he goes in to get stuff or things like that. That becomes a temporary dwelling." Now,
so yardu
gesho. No, if it rains, that's the next halacha. If it rains, then you don't have a sukkah. You go into the house. That doesn't. It's not a rai.
It's a rai, and it refers to old sukkahs.
A rai means temporary.
Right.
It's not temporary.
It's temporary houses. That's where he goes temporary over sukkahs. The sukkahs.
No, but if it's raining, it's not a question of if it's raining, it's not a question of a rai in temporary. A rai in kveil. If it's raining, you're potter from sukkah.
Nice.
Okay. So yardu geshamim. If rain falls down. Starts falling down. May emasai mutar lipanos. When can you leave the sukkah and go into your house? Misha tisrach hamikpa. I guess when it starts to ruin the porridge. I think that's what mikpa is, right? When it starts to ruin.
How's he translate it?
Yes.
Porridge. Okay. When it ruins the porridge, that's when he can leave. So, but when if it rains, mashal. The chachamim made a mashal about rain. Lema davar domer. What is it considered similar to? Le'eved shabal limzo kos larabo. An eved comes to pour host a cup of wine for his Rebbe, v'shafach lo keton alpanav, and he splashes the whatever the liquid where the Rebbe's pouring, he splashes the barrel or the into his face. Meaning when rain falls on Sukkah, it's a slim and klala, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want our mitzvos, and therefore he sends us away. So what to do? Does that apply in Chutz L'Aretz? Maybe it's only in Eretz Yisrael, but that's a slim and rub, because it's naturally to rain, maybe even snow, who knows, on Sukkahs here. Also, what does it mean? Sometimes they say that the rain is always a slim and rub. It maybe could be that it hasn't been raining, and all of a sudden started to rain, but if it was raining continuously... That's only according to bring down. It's only if they didn't rain prior to the Yontif. Rather, suddenly it opened up and it starts to rain the Yontif. But if it was raining Yontif, if it was raining before Yontif, then that's not Shvichas HaKiton. Shvichas HaKiton is all of a sudden you take something and you spray it in his face. If it's already raining before Yontif, then that's not Shvichas HaKiton. Well, that's quoted from the Chemdas Hayamim, and it's also in the Bikurei Yaakov. Okay, and it is the Mishmera Shalom who says that the siman is only in Eretz Yisrael, where it's not regular for rain to come down at that time, but in Chutz La'aretz, where it's typical, at least when it's typical to rain during that time, then it's not a siman, not siman klala. Mishmera Shalom. It says Mishmera Shalom Perlov.
Nope.
Ah, very nice. So the Shmer Shalom is the cutting over. So say that. Very nice. Okay. Okay. So, let's do a little bit in the Gemara, and then we'll leave the rest for tomorrow. You can't hear from that far. So Tanur Avanan, we're learning a Raisa. Kol Shivas Hayamim, all 7 days of Sukkos, Adam Osis Ukaso Keva Ubeso Arai. Ketzad, how do you do that? You bring in your good dishes to the sukkah, matzos nos, you bring in your new bed, malon l'sukkah, ochel v'shose u'mitayel v'sukkah. You eat and you drink, which is what mitayel means, and you mitayel v'sukkah. You relax, so you take your nap in the sukkah. But it seems to be over here, and I have to talk to my wife about this, you're supposed to bring your good dishes, right? You're supposed to bring your good dishes into the sukkah. So that's a lot of people do that, and there are those who don't want to break them. So I don't know if that's a good enough reason not to. The Mishnah seems to be clearly to say that you bring your good stuff. You bring this. Where is that? Okay.
That's a second.
My wife is very textual. She sees a source, she'll see it. But if you just tell me it's Shaitan Svar, she's not going to go for it. Minani Mili. So where do we know this? Where do we learn? So Tanarab, that you have to be, it has to be, the Sukkah becomes Keva. Minani Mili, the Tanarabonim, we learned in a Braisa. Teishu ken kaduru, right? So because teishu shivas yamim, so teishu you should sit there like you would live in your house. Mikan amru, from here they said kol shivas hayamim osu adam sukkos keva veso arai. Ketzad hayol kelim noyim malon sukkah matzos nos malon sukkah ochel v'shose umetayel b'sukkah and more umishanei b'sukkah, and you learn in the sukkah. You're supposed to learn in the sukkah also. Fine. You know what? Stop here. Okay? We ask tomorrow. No, okay, Menachem, stop here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stop here. Everyone have a good day. A good Chodesh.